Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
Back and better than ever. Greeny presented by football being back, and it's presented by Progressive, and I lost my train of thought because last night was just so epic and so exciting, and I slept so little that even I, every now and again, can fall apart. The Bills look better than advertised. The Rams look disheveled, disinterested, and discombobulated. Week one is here. It's a football Friday. We're presented by Progressive. Let's go.
Here we go!
Only one place to start.
Josh Allen, in my opinion, is the best quarterback in the league.
The question isn't whether or not Josh Allen is good. The questions are always going to be, can they do what everybody is putting them out front to do?
Well, there's only one place to start here, which is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And with my buddies Dan Graziano and Sam Acho, good enough to hang out with me after we wrap up Get Up. The topic is Allen today. And Sacho, you know, we just spent 2 hours sort of waxing rhapsodic. But I don't know that any player came into this season with higher expectations than Josh Allen did. And in what is supposed to be a very tough spot against the defending Super Bowl champs on the road in a standalone game where they unfurl the banner and everything in the world that is supposed to be working against you, if anything, Allen exceeded the expectations, which frankly scared me. He is scary good. How do you put into words how good he is?
His confidence is growing, and that's a scary thing for defenders. Josh Allen was already one of the top quarterbacks in the NFL, but the more amazing feats he accomplishes, the more belief he has in himself, and then the more amazing feats he does afterwards. I mean, last year, look at the AFC divisional round against Kansas City. We talked about that being like the best performance you can have in a loss. Some of the throws he made, some of the runs he's able to do all throughout the season. Then this year he comes out and does even better. And so for me, I'm like, he's not afraid of, he's already been confident. He's not afraid of anyone, but now his confidence grows more, and that's going to be a problem for every defense in the NFL.
You know, Graziano, there's something I have been saying for a while, and I thought you said it better this morning on Get Ups, or more concisely anyway. I frequently say that more young quarterbacks in pro football are ruined than developed. And when I sit here and I point out the way organizations sometimes ruin young players, this is the opposite of that. This is an organizational success story in Buffalo. Obviously, Allen gets the most credit. He deserves that because he's done everything right. But boy, have they done everything right around him, and look where it leaves them.
A ludicrous amount of natural talent coming out of Wyoming. There was a lot of skepticism about how good a player Josh Allen was going to be, right? Can he refine it? Is he ever going to be able to throw anything but fastballs, et cetera, et cetera? He goes to Buffalo, and the offensive coordinator for his first 4 years is Brian Daboll. Think about that. Baker Mayfield's on about his seventh head coach, right? I mean, then he was drafted like the year before.
He was drafted the same year.
Same year. Sorry,
draft.
I got confused. Same thing with the lack of sleep.
That was that draft, him and Darnold, and yeah. That's that draft.
So Mayfield goes to Cleveland, it's a disaster. Darnold goes to the Jets, it's a disaster. Josh Rosen goes to Arizona, disaster. Lamar Jackson goes to Baltimore, great structure, great coaching. Look at him. He's an MVP 2 years in. Josh Allen goes to Buffalo. Great structure, great coaching. And now we're talking about, is he the best quarterback in the league? Daboll leaves to go coach the Giants. They elevate Ken Dorsey, who's been there 3 years as the quarterback's coach, who has a great relationship with Allen, and who debuts, just absolutely aces his debut as a play caller last night against the Super Bowl champs. So you've got the Buffalo Bills is the reason their guys are getting hired to be GMs and head coaches. The Buffalo Bills have built something that other teams want to be, and you can see it manifesting itself. What they have to do now is win it, and they know that. And what Allen last night reminded me of, when I covered their game in Foxborough last year, this was about 2 or 3 weeks after they played that game in Buffalo and the Patriots beat them in all that wind Monday night game.
Sure.
They were so mad. They were so convinced they were better than the Patriots, and the idea that people were suggesting otherwise was aggravating to them. Josh Allen took over that game in Foxborough absolutely, very much, the second half, very much like he looked last night. Like, no matter what happens, I am going to win this game and show everybody. This is last night they're playing the defending Super Bowl champs, which they still think should have been them, And here we go. They can't hang with us. Watch us tear this league apart.
Yeah, I think it's important to point out just how ridiculously good Josh Allen was in the playoffs last year. I mean, bear in mind, I know they got knocked out in one of the all-time heartbreakers, but in the two playoff games in which he played last year, he threw for 637 yards. He threw for, I'm trying to find the TDs here, 9 touchdowns. He was, and they were unstoppable.
Literally unstoppable. In 4 of their last 6 games, the Buffalo Bills have not punted. And one of those games was a playoff game over the Patriots, and I'm pretty sure they only punted once against the Chiefs. But literally unstoppable on offense if you never punt.
So he was most certainly in the zone last night. In the zone, brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the zone with AutoZone. Greeny here, presented by Progressive Insurance. Graziano and Sacho, good enough to hang out after we wrap up the TV show today. So, Sach, we can sit here and talk about Josh Allen. That's easy. Everyone can see it. You did an outstanding tape on Get Up for us this morning in which you demonstrated that the X factor on this team this year might just be the acquisition of Von Miller, because that defense isn't going to get the attention it deserves this morning because the quarterback was so good, but they may actually be just as good.
Yeah, if not better. I mean, the X factor, it's not might just be Von Miller. It is Von Miller. Like, the Buffalo Bills had the number one defense in the NFL last year, period. Their only weakness, even though they had number one defense, only weakness was pass rush. What they do, they went and got a 2-time Super Bowl champion, Super Bowl MVP, Von Miller, consistently getting 10 sacks a year, 15 sacks a year, and he showed his value last night. What do I mean by that? Bills had 7 sacks last night. Last year, and the entire year, had 42 sacks. But it wasn't just how they got the sacks. Von had 2, a couple different guys had a couple. But Von commands attention. And so what happens is when Von starts beating you, the offensive line says, okay, we got to slide to Von Miller, or maybe chip Von Miller, or help Von Miller. Well, the great thing about Buffalo is that they have other guys that can win one-on-one. That's one thing people don't really talk about. They say, okay, 4-man rush. Okay, you've got to do a 4-man rush, have 7 guys back. If you have a 4-man rush, you can't beat your one-on-ones. It doesn't matter. But you have guys who can win their one-on-ones, like you saw that last night. You know, that's when, you know, Jordan Phillips had 2 sacks. He was winning his one-on-ones. You saw A.J. Epenesa winning one-on-one. All these guys are winning. And so they had those guys who could maybe do it last year, but now they have Von Miller who has all the attention. Now it helps everyone else eat.
Well, I mean, to use a basketball analogy, Graz, you know, if someone has to be double teamed, then a shooter's going to be left open. And
you have to be able to hit it. You have to be able to. That's the thing.
They got guys who can hit the shot.
Bingo.
And Collinsworth talked about this on the broadcast last night a few times. They got more than 4 of them. So Buffalo is able to rotate defensive linemen, which is the dream, right, if you're a defensive coordinator, because everyone's still fresh now in the fourth quarter, and you're throwing fastballs when they're expecting changeups. So that's critical to that depth, that roster depth that was on display last night. I mean, they are there's a reason that they are everybody's favorite to win the Super Bowl this year. But, yeah, to the point about Von Miller, the contract they gave him was a whopper of a contract, right? And it says that he serves 2 purposes. 1, he rejuvenates their pass rush because he's still a really great player. 2, he's the guy in the locker room now that knows how to win the Super Bowl, which is the guy they need. But it's the guy the Rams needed last year.
But Grass, isn't, maybe I can ask Greeny too, but like we talk, you have your overreaction Mondays. Yeah. We're talking, but like, is this not an overreaction? Only reason I say that, what I mean is, like, no one else has played.
Of course.
We haven't seen anybody else. Like, what if the
of course,
whoever else, the Chiefs come out and look amazing, or the Packers, or no one else has played. So part of me says, man, this is an overreaction. Other part of me says, man, I don't, overreaction or not, Buffalo against the Super Bowl champions, it was night and day. It was apples and oranges.
It's probably an overreaction. I mean, they're not going to go undefeated, right? So,
I don't know.
Or will they, right?
Or will they? How about that? Hold on.
They play enough tough teams. Yeah, that's good. But, I mean, I thought they were going to be
fantastic.
Hold on,
let's find a loss. Okay, you just made me think of it. I'm going to the – stand by.
Yeah.
I'm going to their schedule. Dan Graziano is now going to tell you which game they're going to lose.
I mean, there's some tough games.
If you're going to say they're not going to go undefeated, then you're going to have to find me the loss. Here we go. Stand by. Bills, they open with the Rams. Next week, home Titans.
Yeah, they'll win that.
Okay, next, at Dolphins.
Sure, they'll win that. I'm going to be real generous in your direction. No, they don't beat the Ravens in Baltimore.
That's the game they lose. You
sure.
think the
Ravens? Why not?
That's a really
Ravens
good.
Ravens are really good.
Game.
The AFC, they got to play the Chiefs, right? Don't they have to play the Bengals?
I mean, yes, like they have the Chiefs. They have the Packers.
They're undefeated against that schedule. Come
they have
on.
The Bengals late in the season. They of course have the Patriots twice. I don't know what that means. Meaning, I don't know how good they are or aren't this year. No, Tennessee. I don't know exactly how good Tennessee is going to be.
But they're well coached. They'll be tough. They'll be a tough out. It's a tough schedule. Even if they're the best team, they're not going to go undefeated. I mean, split with the Jets. Yeah, split with the Jets if they're lucky. Overreaction, sure. But here, I thought they were going to be fantastic, and last night they looked even better than I thought. So it's exciting, right? Like you're like, this is a team that feels like its window to win the Super Bowl is right now, and that they're capable of doing it. And boy, did they look it last night.
That's the point. I know that I've been accused of being a professional overreactor during the course of my career, so I'm not going to do it here. I'm just going to say this. The Bills are going unbeaten. That's it. That's all. They're not losing a game.
Hashtag KOD. The kiss of death.
And that's it. Greeny presented by Progressive Insurance. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with an easy-to-use mobile app. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com. Quickly, before I let you guys go, obviously the full weekend is coming up here. Big storylines abound. Let's talk Bucks-Cowboys quickly, because that's a huge glamour game, obviously, with the two glamour franchises. Both have offensive line questions. Graziano, what are the big storylines coming out of Dallas and Tampa?
You know, can CeeDee Lamb be the number one receiver for Dallas? Can Dallas get the penalties under control? What will the offense look like if Brady is more concerned about his protection than he has been at any other time since he's been to Tampa? Can Todd Bowles be a successful head coach and succeed Super Bowl-winning Bruce Arians? A lot of storylines in that game. Probably some I didn't even think of.
Next up is Minnesota-Green Bay, which it's Aaron going on the road to play at the Vikings. And you and I were talking on TV this morning. Like, I think Rodgers, there's got to be a moment in that game when his defense is on the field and he's watching Minnesota's offense and he's thinking, could I just have one of those guys? Give me Thielen or Jefferson or Dalvin, and no one could stop me.
But it makes it even worse because apparently Alan Lazard has missed the last two practices. Right. That's supposed to be number one. Christian Watson hasn't played at all in the preseason. That's going to be your option number two.
Who's he throwing the ball to?
Who's he throwing it to?
Sammy Watkins, Randall Cobb, Romeo Doubs. The running backs? I think he's going to throw the running backs.
They're going to have to run it, right? I mean, there's going to be about A.J. Dillon and Aaron Jones.
One thing Green Bay's great at is, yes, running it, but also not necessarily dink and dunk, but get it with the screen game, throwing it to the running backs. Like, they, you know what I mean? Like, Green Bay knows how to play football. That's what they do.
Aaron Rodgers will make one of those receivers a star. He just will. There's no. I don't know who it's going to be, but he'll have a star receiver by the end of the year.
All right, one last thing before I let you guys go, and you know how much I appreciate you hanging out with me here the way you do. But I have every single day I do a question of the day on Twitter, and today's I love.
You ask these questions.
Greeny's question of the day.
So you can go on Twitter, on my Twitter page, at ESPN Greeny, and cast your vote. So do you know what a survivor pool is?
Mm-hmm.
We used to call these suicide pools.
Yeah.
It's not a nice word. So we call them survivor pools. So every week, I had a feeling Sacha wouldn't know. Players don't know this stuff.
No, they don't.
So every week, you have to pick a team that you're most sure is going to win. So you pick the team that you are most positive is going to win this week. And you've got a bunch of people in your pool. And if your team loses, you're out. And then every week you have to pick a different team. So once you pick a team, you can't pick them again the following week.
Okay.
And then all the rest of the season.
Oh, wow.
And then eventually there's only one team left standing, and that team gets all the money. All right?
Okay.
So that's the pool. Here is the question. Is it or is it not ever acceptable to choose against your team in a survivor pool?
Well,
I ask this because my son Steven said to me, he's in his first ever survivor pool. He said, Dad, can I take Baltimore?
Yeah.
Like, can I consider?
Yeah.
And so the options I have on Twitter are no way or absolutely. Is it ever acceptable to pick your team to lose in a survivor pool, Graziano?
Absolutely. And I say this as someone who is picking against your team in a survivor pool this week.
You have Baltimore.
I did.
You have Baltimore in your survivor pool.
I didn't want to take Baltimore.
Get him out!
Because I wanted,
get Graziano out!
I didn't want to take Baltimore because I want to use them down the road. I think they're going to be a good team.
But you couldn't resist this.
It's so obvious. I don't like taking road teams in survivor pool if I can help it, and there's a lot of road favorites this week. I would have loved to take Buffalo last night. Just couldn't get there all the way. But the other thing is, like, fan psychology, and we're all fans on some level at some point. Fan psychology, like, you're covered. Like, if you pick against them, okay, you won in your survivor pool this week. If you don't, You won. You pulled an upset. No.
See, you're looking at it just exactly backwards. The opposite is what is true. If your team, if you lose, then you're devastated and crushed. If your team wins, then you're the idiot who got knocked out of your survivor pool by picking against your favorite team. For the right, we're going to keep this question open for the entire day. I'll tell you what I think. No. Yes. There are some people who view life glass half full. Others, glass half empty. Me, I've got like a sip left. Okay. That's pretty much the way I view life. Sacho, Graziano, you guys are the best. Thank you. Have a great weekend. Enjoy all. Where are you headed to, guys?
Arizona. Chiefs, Cardinals. Points, man. There's going to be some points
in
that game.
Give Patrick my best. You know, the free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help troubleshoot the likely cause of your pesky check engine light for free. Help you save time and money down the road. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone with AutoZone. Up next, my top five observations from last night here on ESPN Radio.
Greeny, the podcast.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code PARLAY and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code PARLAY. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. All right, Greeny with you here, presented by Progressive Insurance, and delighted you're with us on this Football Friday as we continue, as always, live from the Seaport District of Pier 17. We're brought to you by Chase. Before I get to my green list, which is my top five takeaways from last night, here's my number one takeaway. And let me bring in hashtag Nuno and hashtag Bubba for this. The assembled members of the hashtag crew are here. There's nothing quite like, Nuno, the feeling of that first football game, right? Like, I can't really put it into words, and I wonder if this is true for everyone, but for me, and I don't know that I always felt this way, but maybe it's just a function of my age. But sitting down last night, we had my son sitting with me, my nephew is sitting there, Stacey's home, the dog is running around, and that game starts, and I tell you, I had a burst of adrenaline like I was playing. And the start of no other season feels that way. There's just nothing quite like the start, like a football game that matters, which is something that we hadn't seen in 208 days or whatever it was. There's nothing quite like that feeling, Nuno, for me. Do you feel that way?
No, I completely agree. I think football is the only sport that does the opening night probably the best, right? Because the NBA does an opening night and they'll have the champions, but like I think that's kind of harder because you're in the middle of the NFL season and things of that nature. But like after I realized that the game was on NBC, because I got confused with the Prime, Amazon Prime and all that other stuff, like you're locked in, it was just like it just felt different. And even this morning, there's energy in the building, there's energy, you know, when you're talking to different people, like it just feels like it's, thank God football's back. And that'll go away probably about Giants play in the 4 o'clock, so probably by 4:30 I'll be completely washed with football.
Are you 4:05 or 4:25 kick on Sunday?
I think it's a 425.
So if it's 425, you're only going to make it to 430? You think you only got 5 minutes? And you know what? Nothing says football like Bubba in a Micah Parsons jersey. That makes me feel good. Bubba repping his beloved Cowboys. We'll talk plenty about that today. Again, in 30 seconds, I'm going to give you my top five takeaways from last night's opener on the field. That's after these 30 seconds for Grainger. For all the ones who get it done, Grainger is here for you, and they're always there to help. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, along with 24/7 support, experienced staff, and curbside pickup at over 250 local branches. And you can get free access to product specialists ready to help you track down hard-to-find items. Plus, Grainger's commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop on by.
Greeny's Takes.
All right. So I just hit the wrong sounder twice. What's going on with me? We were up late last night. Obviously, I watched the game and I didn't sleep much. But I opened the show today by screwing up the open. And now I literally hit two different pieces of production there, Bubba. And neither one of them is the one that I meant to hit.
And you did it yesterday, too. Although I will say you've been doing quite well with the hashtag KOD, letting it fully play out and not jumping that.
Well, I've been
that's a positive.
I've been practicing that all through the offseason.
Yeah.
But I meant to hit this.
The list is what determines who matters in this business.
The green list.
Oh, so you weren't even close.
I wasn't even close.
Oh, I didn't realize. Yeah.
I didn't hit even close. Wow. I meant to start the list. Today's green list, as chosen exclusively by me, the world's foremost authority on all matters, is my top five observations from last night's NFL season opener. Here we go.
Number five.
Josh Allen is the best player in the league. He's just the best player in the league. He just is. Now, we had a lengthy, spirited, and I think very worthwhile debate on TV this morning that I'm going to bring to this show a little bit later about whether or not they need to be worried about the way he plays. If you're a member of hashtag Bills Mafia, are you worried about all the hits that he takes? Some of them are just part of what makes him him. Some of them feel unnecessary, and he gets hit a lot. But we'll talk about that. But he's the best player in the sport, right? He is the best player in football. Right now, if you're starting a team, well, let me put this in the form of a question. If you're starting a team, Nuno, and I'm letting you draft the entire league, who's your first pick?
It would be close, but I think Allen is slightly above Mahomes at this point.
Me too. I would take Allen above Mahomes. I would take him above whoever else might be in that conversation. Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, Lamar Jackson. I mean, just it's obviously a quarterback. I think it's that guy. So Josh Allen is both number five and number four, because at number five, he's the best player in the sport.
Number four.
And at number four, he gets hit too much. And that's just a concern. How many times did you see him go get hit last night and you think to yourself, what's he doing? Why is he putting himself in that position? He's running people over. And I'm going to make the comparison. Cam Newton is the last guy that everyone told me, no, Greeny, he's different. He's too big. He's too strong. He can take all that punishment. No, he can't. Cam Newton got to be about 30 and his career was over. Don't let that happen to this guy. This guy should be the best player in the sport for the next 15 years. So he's the best player in the league right now, but he gets hit too much. That's five and that's four. Here's three.
Number three.
Von Miller is this generation's Deion Sanders. Now, let me take you in the way back machine if I can. In the early 90s, the San Francisco 49ers and Dallas Cowboys were far and away the two best teams in the NFC. I want to say they met in the NFC Championship game 3 or 4 years in a row. The Cowboys won a couple of Super Bowls, then Deion left Dallas and he went to San Francisco and they won the Super Bowl. Deion was the difference. That one player just was enough to put you over the top because he was that special, and that's what Von Miller is. He is a big part of the reason the Rams won the Super Bowl last year, and he is going to be a big part of the reason the Bills might win it this year. They've got that closer that they didn't have. They were basically one defensive play away from probably winning the Super Bowl last year. You watched that game last night? You're telling me Von Miller's not going to make that one play? That dude is awesome. So Von Miller is this. I think he's Buffalo's Deion Sanders. He's the player who's going to put them over the top.
Number two.
Are we worried about Jalen Ramsey? I think there is reason to be worried about Jalen Ramsey. Is he sort of, I don't know, I don't want to use the word washed. He's too good a player and has been for too long to be wondering if it's over. But Pro Football Focus gave me these numbers, Nuno. Ramsey was targeted 7 times last night. He gave up 6 completions for 124 yards and 2 touchdowns, including that 53-yarder to Stephon Diggs, where Jalen Ramsey was barely even in the picture. So they're counting on a handful of stars. The Rams have done this the opposite way from everybody else. They haven't built through the draft. They went out and they got stars, right? So if Stafford and Donald and Kupp and this guy and Jalen Ramsey aren't all outstanding, they have no chance. Nuno, is Jalen Ramsey done being outstanding?
I think he's done talking about, you know, us talking about you can't throw to him or, you know, to his side, that type of thing. But again, are we overreacting because it is Josh Allen, because it's Diggs, and the fact that they have so many weapons? Like, do we feel like he's going to shine against Geno Smith or Drew Locke or whoever the
San Francisco's going to
throw there?
Yeah, but who doesn't?
Exactly.
I mean, he's not getting paid what he's getting paid to shine against Geno Smith and Drew Locke. He needs to play. He needs to play that. You know what? You know who didn't shine against Geno Smith and Drew Locke? Darrell Revis. That's always my comparison. Darrell Revis is the best shutdown corner I ever saw. And I don't care who there was. I don't care if it was Stephon Diggs or in his day, whether it was T.O. or Chad Johnson or anybody else. That guy was going to have 3 catches for 37 yards. That's what you were going to have against Darrell Revis, no matter what else happened. And so if you're going to be the best corner in football, that's the bar. I'm not suggesting Jalen Ramsey isn't a good player, but he's not getting paid to be a good player. He didn't give up 2 number one picks to get a good corner. He's supposed to be the best in the league. Does he look like that right now? He doesn't to me. Finally, number one.
Number one.
Every time the Bills made a play last night, I thought, who's that? They've got that guy too? Like, every tackle last night was made by a different person. Every sack was made by a different person. Every handoff was to a different person. They are loaded. They are so deep. They have the best roster in pro football. So at the risk of overreacting, and we can joke all we want about that, who among us is not going to say right now, they're the best team, and he's the favorite for MVP? Who's not going to say that? Is there a member of this crew, as we make that your top five today, your green list, my top five, this, that, or the other, as chosen exclusively by me, is there anyone within reach of a microphone right this minute who would disagree with the following statement? The Bills have the best roster and the best player in the NFL? Anyone? Nuno? Bubba? Anyone going to disagree with that?
Nope.
Bubs, I mean, I know how much you love your Cowboys and you're repping your guy, Micah Parsons, and you should. But in an honest moment, would you disagree with that statement?
I don't think I can, no.
I mean, it would be almost impossible to do. Be a part of Greeny Nation, Dr. Pepper call-in line. ESPN Nation's presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the one that fans deserve. All right, next order of business.
You ask these questions.
Greeny's question of the day.
Guys, I want to ask you the question. And it was actually Nuno who reminded me that we should do this on the air. So Stevie asked me this a couple of weeks ago. My son is in his first ever survivor pool. And we were on vacation a couple of weeks ago. And he says to me, Dad, can I pick Baltimore? Like, we're looking through all the week one games. And he says, what is the etiquette on this, Dad? Like, am I allowed to pick the Ravens against the Jets week one in the survivor pool? So that is the question that is up on my Twitter feed at ESPN Greeny. Get on there and vote. The answer is either no way or absolutely. Nuno, what's the right answer?
Well, it's you can, because I am in a survivor pool and I looked at the games and I was like, it's still too early to take the Ravens against the Jets. And then the game that caught my eye was the Giants-Titans game.
Are you taking Tennessee in your survivor pool this week?
I am taking Tennessee
in my
survivor pool.
You are a disgrace. You are a fraud. You are a phony. You are a disgrace. Nuno, I am ashamed of you. I'm ashamed to call you my friend. The answer to this question is no. Here's why. If you want to pick against your team in a survivor pool, week 12, when you're 1-10-1, then that's one thing. But are you going to sit there and root with every fiber of strength in your being on opening day against the Giants?
No, but I'm expecting them. Here's the deal, Greeny. I'm in the mindset at this point in time that show me something, but you know, you're going to lose, but like, just show me something. And there was really no other games that I was just, that I was drawn to that I was like, I'm convinced that these guys are going to win. Like, yeah, you look Saints, Falcons, you think so, but I'm like, Jameis Winston's coming back off a horrendous injury. Like, the things of that nature played into the fact that I took the Titans over
Eagles, Lions.
I don't know, right? Like, everyone loves Dan Campbell and the Lions. Who knows?
Colts, Texans.
I also didn't want to burn like the Colts. I think the Titans will be, I think the Titans will, is, are a team that will play well early.
How much money is at stake on this for you? I mean, is there real money? In, is this a survivor pool that really matters? Is there a lot of money or a lot of ego in this?
It's a throwaway. It's a throwaway. It's kind of
why are you even in it? You cannot pick against your team week one.
That type of thing.
You can't do it. Bubba, could you, what is the answer to this question? Absolutely or no way picking against your team in a survivor pool?
The answer is definitely no way.
No way.
No way. I mean, and I go even a step further. Not only can you never pick against them, I don't think you can ever pick them to win, because that's one of my cardinal rules doing it throughout, is because anytime I've gone through the years, I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm going to pick the Cowboys this week, should be a lock. They always lose. So I think not only can you never pick them to lose, you should always avoid even picking them to win, because that'll guarantee jinx them, and then they will then lose.
See, this is why Bubs gets it. I mean, because, and I've been saying this for years, it is adorable to me, all these players that I have on my shows, Get Up and everything else, how much they think they control what happens in these games. But Bubba and I, and real fans know, we decide how this stuff goes. We, with our superstitions, we know Bubba is 100% right. If he picked the Cowboys this week, either yay or nay in his survivor pool, guarantee they lose. Guarantee his team loses. So, Nuno, you deserve what's about to happen. I'm not going to lie to you. I am ashamed. I am genuinely ashamed. Now, my son asked it to me in the form of a question. I was a tad aggravated with him for even asking the question. But last night, he depressed me much, much more than that. Wait until you hear what he said to me last night and what the fan in me had to acknowledge.
Greeny, the podcast.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I need to tell you, so we've talked a lot about the Bills. We got to get into the Rams because they stunk on ice last night. We got Fortenbaugh coming up. He'll be with us back again this season on Fridays for all the gambling insight that you need looking ahead to the weekend. We got Bubba's traditional Friday, who you got. But I got to tell you a story.
Just going to sit back and have a little story time.
Tell me a story.
So every now and again, being a parent, I don't know if this is the case for you, if you are a parent, but every now and again, being with my son is like looking into a 35-year-old mirror. The first comment everyone has when they see us as a family is that he looks just like me, because he does. He looks just like me. I never had to wonder if he was mine. That kid looks just like me. And he has, unfortunately, inherited some of my worst qualities, of which the worst is my fandom of the New York Jets. There's no question that that has caused me more suffering, more pain, and more aggravation than anything else in my lifetime. I inherited it from my dad. So we come by this honestly. So last night we're watching this game, and Stevie turns to me and he says, "Dad, this guy's the best quarterback in the whole league, isn't he?" And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "And he's in our division. We're going to have to deal with this guy for the next 15 years. And I said, "That's right." And he said, "This is my son. This is, he is a 35-year-old mirror." He said to me, "We just got rid of Tom Brady, Dad. We just got rid of Brady. And now we've got this guy." And I said, "Here's what you don't even know. Before there was Brady, there was Dan Marino. So there were three other teams in the Jets division. And for one generation, we had Dan Marino on one of them. And then the next generation, we had Tom Brady on another. And now here's a third generation, and we have Josh Allen on the third. And do you want to hear the worst part? We drafted a quarterback ahead of all three of them. The Jets took a quarterback ahead of Dan Marino, Ken O'Brien. They took a quarterback ahead of Tom Brady, Chad Pennington. And they took a quarterback ahead of Josh Allen, Sam Darnold. Josh Allen is the best player in the league. And the quarterback the Jets took ahead of him is now a backup for somebody else. That is our lot in life. So this was a very depressing conversation that we had. And I just felt the need to share it to make myself feel a little bit better. Bubba, what do you think of that?
Yeah, that is certainly depressing.
You weren't listening, were you? You weren't listening.
He didn't have his head.
I was listening.
You were not listening to what I just said.
No, I was listening. I just didn't have my headphones on, so I had to throw them on quickly.
How are you listening without headphones on?
Well, I can hear.
What are you, magic?
I can hear. I just didn't have, I had to throw my headphones on. It was a whole ordeal. I heard the whole story. Josh Allen, the quarterbacks, the AFCs. I heard it.
Greeny, at any point during this, do you look at him, at your son, and say, I failed you?
Yeah.
That, you know, I brought you down this path?
Yes.
Or do you say, you know what? Welcome, son.
No.
You're going to be miserable as
no,
I am.
No, miserable. I mean, and not, no, failure. Abject failure. There's no success in this. So people talk about how it builds character. I'm trying to think of how I can respond to that in a way that my, you know what? But do I have character?
No, but to be fair, I mean, it wasn't like, you know, Stacy's favorite team or whatever it was any better, and like you won that battle, right? Like it's a battle that Hembo and Lizzie are going to go through. She's a hardened Giant fan, he's an Eagle fan. Like it's not like the Bears were really good and you convinced your son to follow in your footsteps and he's out here winning.
You know what the Bears don't do? The Bears don't rip your heart out of your chest, throw it on the ground, stomp on it about 8 times, pour gasoline on it, set fire to it, put the fire out, stomp on it a few more times, and then put it back in your chest. That's what they don't do. Sometimes they're bad, and right now they are, and they've had bad years, and they generally have not been a great franchise. But they don't go through this. Like, it's just not the same as this. So I have let my son down, and my only hope is that someday he will do the same to his. College football is back tomorrow night. We got Florida, Kentucky. It's presented by Dr. Pepper. Coverage begins 6:30 Eastern on ESPN Radio. We've also got baseball coming up, presented by Progressive Insurance. Coverage starts 12:30 Eastern on ESPN Radio between the Yankees and the Rays. That's on the way. And speaking quickly of baseball. I'm ready to go right
now. Green Light, Green Light with Greeny.
I just want one quick minute for this because my old buddy Jesse Rogers has the story yesterday. The Major League Baseball Competition Committee is going to vote today on rule changes that would begin next season, Nuno, that would include a pitch clock. It would include the elimination of the shift. It would include bigger bases, which I'm not exactly sure why that's a big deal. And it would include a limit on how many times a pitcher can disengage from the rubber. The goal is to increase action on the field, quicken the pace, and reduce the amount of time it takes to play a major league game. The rule changes are expected to pass. They will include the following: a 15-second pitch clock with the bases empty, 20 seconds with runners on. 2 disengagements from the rubber, which includes pickoff attempts per plate appearance. A requirement by hitters to be in the batter's box and alert with 8 seconds to go on the clock. Hitters are allowed only 1 timeout per plate appearance. And infielders cannot position themselves on the outfield grass before the pitch is thrown, nor can more than 2 of them be on either side of second base. They are changing the game in major ways. And that's going to be voted upon and expected to pass today for to take effect next year. So I just thought it was worth a mention that the game of baseball, our national pastime, that has basically been played one way for 150 years, is going to be played entirely differently next season as the result of a vote that takes place today. All right, we roll on here. Busy we will be. Fortinbaugh's going to jump in. We got the gambling stuff. We got the who you got. We have a huge hour coming up on a Football Friday, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio and see it with the video on ESPN Plus. Also catch Greeny on Get Up weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN and also available wherever you get your podcasts.